Part 1. The Journey. Walk with the dreamers, the believers, the courageous, the cheerful, the planners, the doers, the successful people with their heads in the clouds and their feet on the ground. Let their spirit ignite a fire within you to leave this world better than when you found it. Wilford Peterson. Chapter 1. The Mantle of Leadership. My parents were children of the Great Depression. Simple Iowa people who came from no money whatsoever. So their families didn't have a lot to lose when everything fell apart. The devastation was felt equally on the farms and in the cities. My mother, Marjorie Estill, was a farm girl from West Branch, Iowa, who grew up without electricity or indoor plumbing. Often, there was not even enough money for new shoes, let alone extravagances. During high school, she sold tomatoes door to door for pennies a pound to earn enough money to buy her first store-bought dress from Learners. She was able to go to college only because a kindly banker in town gave her father $500 so he could afford to send her. My father, Bill Chapman, was a city kid from Cedar Rapids. He and my mother met while they were working in the kitchen of a hospital in Iowa City to help pay their way through the University of Iowa. After he graduated, they got married and moved to Chicago, where my father began his career with Arthur Anderson. They moved to St. Louis when he was asked to help open a new office for the firm. That is where I was born, the middle child of three and the only son. My childhood was ordinary in every way. I grew up in a three-bedroom ranch house in a middle-class, white-collar neighborhood in Ferguson, Missouri. Because my father worked very hard and traveled a lot, I didn't have much of a relationship with him. I was very close to my mother and to my grandfather. I spent most school vacations happily playing and working at his farm in Iowa. I was an average student in an average high school.